Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Whoa!
We just jumped off a building and landed on the ground.
We had tiny parachutes we made out of our jackets.
I landed Iron Man style, the three-point landing.
And I landed in a plié. Oh, guys, hey, how are you?
Hey.
This is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna.
We got Scott Passarella on the keys, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Wicks on the sticks, producer Dana on the drums. We got male person Stacy's here. Hey, Stacy. We got Karate Bird in the corner doing, you know, karate.
Is that the longest we've let the music play before we spoke at the top?
I think so. We were just, I mean, I don't know about the longest, but it was definitely the longest that we've let it play before we spoke at the top, which is exactly what you just said. I'm a little bit sick.
Oh, no.
But I am okay. I think the distinction I tried to make is I think Scott's probably played longer, but we haven't totally said nothing. We'll go like, whoa, music, whoa.
I see. An important distinction, yes. Someone update this on some sort of spreadsheet.
Put this on the wiki. It's the most important fact we've ever had.
No, it's not. Guys, all, everybody, y'all, how are you?
Hey, everyone.
I'm losing my dang mind is what we just realized in that moment. But we're here and we're ready and we got a guest. Guess what?
Oh, gosh.
We did it.
We're so excited.
Please get yourself prepared.
Just like prepare your mind.
Prepare your body.
For a friend, for love and light and happiness. You know her from, gosh, UCB, Parks and Rec, an incredible actor, comedian, all around awesome person. Please welcome Allison Becker.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
What a welcome.
Oh my gosh. Welcome, welcome.
Thanks for having me. This has been a long time coming.
Yes.
We did it bad the first time.
And then I did it bad the second time.
You didn't do it bad.
To
take care of a dog.
My dog was sick. He's okay, guys.
There was a moment where I wanted to check and see if the dog was good, but...
How do you ask about a dog that is now dead?
Exactly.
He's not dead now.
But he's not dead.
But you don't know. You didn't know that.
You always run the risk.
And so I was like...
How are things?
Well, no, I said it. You were getting her water. I was like... How's your dog?
Oh.
Please be okay.
Please be okay.
And I brought up the point that I feel like we're getting to an age now where that happens with people's families, where you're like, how are your parents? And people are like, they're dead.
And have been for many, many years. Yeah.
Mine are alive. My parents and my dog are alive.
I feel
mine
like I felt
well.
Okay because we were in communication when you had to go tend to your dog. We were like, it's looking like he's going to be fine. Like, you were like, it's looking better. Thank you so much. And so I was like, okay, unless...
You also would have seen like many sad Instagram posts.
That's true.
For me.
Sure.
Or no posts, which is worse.
Yes.
that's when something really bad's happened.
Oh my gosh. So, but it was a risky moment, even still.
But I think you were checking in as a friend. And so it is a risky moment. But even if you're on the other side of that and it goes bad, I think that there's kind of a general understanding that it came out of a place of caring. It still sucks.
Of course, I wouldn't be like, fuck you, you killed him.
No, it would just suck for everyone because we would all be crying about the
Well, here's what I will say that I should have thought through. Maybe I save that question for after we record a podcast together.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's fair.
You know, maybe I go like, hey, calculate that risk. And maybe that's an out. Maybe that's a, we're walking out to our cars. Like, oh, I'm so sorry I didn't ask sooner. But like, how is your dog?
Yeah.
Now that we don't have to like improvise for an hour together.
Yeah. But there's right. also like, there's sad musicals.
There are.
I mean, I've seen Blood Brothers.
What's that about?
Do you remember that one?
No.
It was about two twins who were separated at birth. I don't know why I'm laughing. The music was terrible. I saw it with David Cassidy in it. It's about two identical twins, and the mother is like very poor, and she is like a house cleaner for a very rich woman. And the rich woman's like, if you give me one of your babies, then I'll like take care of you financially. And she gives her one of her babies, and then they meet when they're like seven, but they're played by adult men.
Gas. The whole time?
Babies are played by like just bundles of clothing. And then when they're like seven-year-olds on, are played they're played by adult men.
You can't do that unless you have the tallest rest of the cast right, in the right. world. If you have like teachers and the maid and the mom are all like giant. NBA style, like 8 feet tall.
Well, I think it depends on the tone and execution. Like in Spelling Bee, those kids, they're like adults are playing kids and adults.
But do you ever see them standing next to each other, or are the adults just like sitting at the table?
I think people are standing next to each other, especially at least minimum the I Love You song.
Hmm. Are you certain that the adults aren't 8 feet tall in that musical?
I am pretty certain, because that would be like, whew, that'd be hard to cast. Can you do...
I'll admit to being wrong, but it will be the first time. I never saw
Spelling Bee. Is Spelling Bee the musical based on the documentary?
No, not best based on Spellbound. But I think
Spellbound, that's what it was.
I think like pulling from that similar moment of a zeitgeist. Of course. You
listen,
know, like,
there are so many stories that can revolve around Spelling Bee.
Oh man, there sure are. I think when you put a bunch of kids together and you're like, especially kids that are super, super good at something, there's almost always a crazy backstory either of like perseverance or maybe not. Maybe some kids are just smarter than I was.
I don't know. I think there it is. Like it's either like pressure from the parents or
there's never like a real chill, like low stakes kid at the spelling bee who's like, whatever. This is not like my thing. So we are we do cut to a spelling bee.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Sup? Hey, sup? Good to see you.
You too, man. You
good
too.
Good to see you.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Sure.
On a scale of like 1 to 10, how much is this spelling bee stressing you out?
I'm like a 3.
I was going to say, I'm like a 2 to 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Guys, because I'm like an 11.
No! Come on, Brianna.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. Like,
but you guys are like so smart, and I'm just not good at this stuff.
Yeah, I mean.
Tell her, Kevin.
You should totally care, because it's nice to do your best. But then when this day is over, it can join your past like the days of the rest. And you can just stand back and say, well, heck, I tried.
Letters.
Can you spell relax?
Because I can. And we will help you. Can you spell relax? Starts with an R.
Can you spell relax?
After that is an E.
Can you spell relax?
Is there a C in there?
No. It's not too hard to spell if you just relax, I'm sure. It starts with L and E and then shorthand for the Los Angeles International Airport. Unless I spelled it wrong.
Cole, I think you said L-E at the beginning. If not, I'm wrong.
definitely starts with an R. My brain may have been on the L, cause I was thinking about the cool LAX joke I was going to tell, and then I said LAX wrong just there. But we're all on the same damn page. Man, it's hard being 13, what a difficult age. Can you spell relax?
R.
Can you spell relax?
E.
Can you spell relax? Sometimes
L?
I can. Yeah!
A.
Can you spell relax? Just one more.
C. Can you spell relax?
No.
K.
No.
S. Relax. Oh, Brianna, you might have spelled it wrong, and so did Cole.
I sure did.
But hey,
because relax is something we can do.
But sick joke about LAX.
I mean,
like, super, super, like, I loved it. I was like, I see what he's doing.
Thanks, but it did occupy the entire space of my brain so that the words leading up to it did not make sense.
And I was in this place where I was like, I don't want to call him out because the whole thing is we're trying to like be chill about this.
Sure.
But I also didn't want to confuse Brianne about like how to spell it.
Relax.
Yeah.
You're really into airport codes.
Man, love it.
Can I like drop a weird one on you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's MCO. What the heck do you think MCO is?
Oh, I know this one. I think.
Do you?
Is it, can I guess?
Yeah. Cole, do you know?
I know, but I'm going to let Brianne say it first.
Okay, go ahead.
As previously stated, I'm real into airport codes.
That's right.
Is it Orlando?
Yeah!
That's right, it's Orlando.
So weird, right? That one's a trip.
You know
that
what it stands for?
Well, I don't. I mean, I assume the O is Orlando.
It is.
Okay, what's the MC?
Mister?
Most chill. It's most chill Orlando.
You're right.
There's multiple Orlandos, so but the one where the airport is the most chill Orlando.
Brian, you can be chill too. Like, this
I
is
don't
a
think I can.
You can. It's a choice. Like, just try to be more like that Orlando airport.
Yeah. I really want to be like an Orlando airport. I say that every night before I go
ever,
to bed.
Have you ever been?
No.
Oh.
Oh, wow. I'd love to go to Orlando.
And specifically, the airport. It's so great.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
like, how's the food court?
Expansive.
Brianne. Picture the perfect place to go. The airport in Orlando. And if you haven't been, there's no way you can know about the airport in Orlando. The planes fly high, TSA isn't slow in the airport in Orlando.
And you can buy merchandise from Universal and Disney.
Both of them are there.
You can bring back a souvenir from a wizard who will please me.
Harry Potter's there.
And they will also encourage you to spend your time before departing on a cruise where you can really feel so fine in the airport in Orlando.
The airport in Orlando, the very best place for any airplane to land. Oh,
the airport in Orlando, the airport in Orlando.
So won't you take my hand, oh, and venture to the airport in Orlando.
I've ever wanted to go. keep the alligators outside. It's just as they've planned. Oh,
the airport in Orlando. The airport in Orlando.
Stay away from me, Tallahassee. And here's what I say to MIA. That's the abbreviation for Miami. Stay.
Excuse me, point of order. Judges, I can't help but see that all of the children have fled the spelling bee.
They do seem to have left the building.
There's no one here for us to adjudicate, and...
Well, I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, it's sort of the highlight of my social calendar is judging the spelling bee, so...
Are you freaking out?
I'm freaking out just a little bit, you know? It's just, it's always been a high point of my year.
Listen... Kelsey,
uh-huh.
I think we're all under a lot of pressure.
That is true.
People assume that the people up on the stage are the ones who are under the pressure. That would be incorrect. That would get you a big old eh-eh on the buzzer.
That was a good joke.
Hey, thanks.
See, that can help you relax. Yeah, Kelsey, some jokes?
And no, it was helpful, but honestly, the thing I'm feeling is ennui.
Interesting. Could you use it in a sentence?
Sure. The lack of meaning in my life has led me to feel a sense of ennui.
Country of origin, please.
The country of origin is French. It's a romantic language as far as I can see.
Would you like to smell it one letter at a time? And then maybe instead of feeling ennui, you'll feel fine.
E-N-N-U-I, it didn't work!
Oh no, you're still feeling stressed out even after the smelling. I guess it goes to show that this is stressful.
It's more than stress, you know. Ennui is like feeling like an emptiness and a longing that you'll never have meaning in your life.
Maybe the problem isn't that you spelled out the word, it's that you spelled out the wrong word. Maybe you're actually feeling something else.
Yeah.
And when you spell that word out, you'll end up feeling just fine.
Okay, let me think. Well, gee, oh gosh, oh golly, maybe I'm actually
try spelling something you want to feel, like happiness or pride or joy.
Excellent idea.
Okay. C-A-L-M. C-A-L-M. Calm.
Calm, calm.
Calm, calm.
Calm, calm. Did it work?
C-A-L-M.
C-A-L-M. Calm, calm.
C-A-L-M.
Should get you distracted by going to dinner and eat some C-L-A-M clams. C-L-A-M clam clam.
To make me feel C-A-L-M calm.
Calm clam clam clam
calm calm clam clam. Wait, you two would hang out with me outside of the spelling bee. Because the thing I feel is maybe L-O-N-E-L-Y lonely.
Lonely.
Don't feel lonely.
Lonely.
All of us are lonely.
Lonely.
G-O-G-E-T-H-E-R.
Together.
So we don't have to feel lonely, no matter where we A-R-E-R. Not R-er, the word R. I said it and spelled it immediately, even though that word sounds like a letter. They sound the same, audibly A-R-E-R. We are together, A-R-E spells R. You look confused, so if you spell the word R and then say the word, it sounds A-R-E-R.
Maybe this would help you, it's a homophone match. H-O-M-O-P-H-O-N-E. Do you understand? Now there's R the letter and R the verb.
I'm getting stressed out, I wanna feel calm,
are. Oh, you are
our
best hope to feel calm and not so lo. No, alone. Honestly, this is a horrible game for me.
And me.
I hated this whole thing.
I'm bad.
I feel sweat all over my body.
Now that we're here, All we have to do is find, I guess, the cheapest ticket to the Orlando airport.
Okay, so where's the last place anyone would... I know, I bet there are really cheap flights from Orlando to, like, Orange County, California. Because why would you go from one Disney World to Disneyland?
Unless you were doing a tour to Disney.
Yeah, which a lot of people do.
Okay, so that takes out my other thoughts, which are to fly
from
to
Tokyo.
Paris or Tokyo. Okay. All right.
Maybe we're looking at this the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to get to the airport.
Right.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily mean that we have to fly into the airport.
That's a great point. Cars go to airports all the time.
Yeah. Every day cars go to airports.
Every day. I think we should drive to the Orlando airport. Then once we get there, we buy the cheapest ticket just so we can get on that other side.
Guys, none of us have driver's license.
But wait, Brianne.
Yeah.
You know who does?
Who?
My cool older brother.
Oh, your older brother's so cool, though.
Your older brother is the coolest.
I thought you guys were cool, but your older brother's
My older brother
cooler.
Is so cool.
Kevin and I are cool, but I mean...
No one can touch...
Clevin.
The Clevin's older the Kevin. Coolest.
Clevin is...
I mean, even his name is
I know,
cool.
He's so freaking cool.
He's the only Clevin I've ever met.
Yeah, he's like one in a million. Da da. Da 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 da. Some people think they have cool older siblings, but they don't have siblings as cool as mine. Some They're not as cool as mine. So hey, Clevin, can we come into your room?
Come into your room.
So hey, Clevin, can we come into your room?
Come into your room.
We got a question. We got a question to ask you. So hey, Clevin, can we come into your room?
We need it.
Hey, Clevin, I'm sorry to bother you.
We're sorry.
I know you're busy in your room with your video games and your magazines.
McLaren. Is it too soon?
Well, my name is Clavin, and I'm here to say I've been reading magazines in a major way and playing video games, and I got the top score. I'm the coolest person you have ever seen before. I've got mad brains and also mad style. I keep my magazines in a neat, neat pile because cleanliness is a thing to be. I'm like Clavin, but an L's there surreptitiously. I'm Clavin, and you're in my room. I'm your older brother. I'm Clavin, and I make the girls swoon. And also some men. I'm Clavin, I won't say it again. Except I will, because I'm Clavin. What can I do for you, friends of my brother and also Kevin?
Hey, Clavin, I hope we can use some of your time, yeah.
Just ask him.
Okay, I know it's a long drive from where we live in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
But it's not as long as it could be. Will you please drive me and my two friends to the airport that we dream see? Will you drive us to the airport in Orlando?
What you're asking me seems like it might be the hardest. But hey, my name is Clavin, and I got a Toyota Yaris. 'Cause I'm Clavin, I'm Clavin, I'm Clavin, and I'll drive you to Orlando.
Yes! Sweet!
I'm Clavin,
he's
I'm Clavin,
Clavin,
I'm
Clavin, Clavin.
You have to understand, though, when you roll with Clavin, there's only one route. When you're rolling with Clavin, you got to play it cool. I'm Clavin!
Will they be able to play it cool?
Will they get all the way to the airport in Orlando?
Will those teachers eat clams and stop spelling to each other? Find out when we return to the second half of
the first annual Orlando County Airport Beat.
The musical!
Do you love the thrill of an escape room? Looking for clues and solving puzzles?
Well, now you can bring the mystery home with Hunt a Killer.
Hunt a Killer is a monthly subscription where you become a detective immersed in a murder mystery.
Each month, a fictional serial killer will send you cryptic clues, objects, and letters that you can actually use to solve the case in real time before it's too late.
It's so interactive that it feels real.
Before it's too late.
Perfect to play solo on a date or for a game night with friends.
Perfect to play before it's too late.
Or join their online community and work with other people who are at the same point in the story as you.
We have a box here from Hunt a Killer, and it tells us it's one of those, it's an ARG in a very, very cool way. These alternate reality games where, like, you can hold and feel the clues in your hand. There's a little awesome, just described it as a Blues Clues style notebook, but much more scary style.
And interesting and cool, like you're in the middle of your favorite Netflix documentaries and about crime.
And it feels real because it is real.
No, it's not real. Really important to know. It's a fun game that's not real.
Where a fictional serial killer does non-fictional murder.
No, they're definitely fictional. Don't worry, it's all in good fun. Right now, for you, our listeners, you can go to huntakiller.com/offbook for 10% off your first box.
Now, they accept only 200 members per day, so hurry to take advantage of this offer
before it's too late! That's huntakiller.com/offbook for 10% off your first box.
huntakiller.com/offbook before it's too late.
Welcome back!
We last left three early teens and one mid-teen driving to Orlando, and three teachers trying to just relax and forge adult friendships, honestly.
Will the Toyota Yaris make it to the Orlando airport? Will those three teachers get to get calm with clams? Find out right now.
Okay, so y'all just want a bunch of clams?
We were just like...
Yeah, just like a bunch of your best clams.
Your best clams, and honestly, some herbal tea, if you have it. Do you have like a chamomile?
Yeah, I got a chamomile.
Calming, yeah.
Yeah, I got like a mint, too.
Oh, that we don't want to party.
Yeah.
Okay, just
it's a Thursday.
Okay, so just like some chamomile teas and a bunch of clams.
Yeah, that'd I'd be say great. What are the sort of numeric delineations we could order clams in?
Well, honestly, it's an off menu item anyway, so I'm just gonna bring you like I mean, we have that seafood bucket that has like a bunch of other like you know mollusks and things in
like
it.
King so crabs, yeah. And stuff.
No, bivalves.
What's that?
Bivalves.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so
bivalve.
I'm just...
Bivalve.
Guys,
bivalve.
Seriously, I begged you to stop doing this.
Sorry. Force of habit. Anyway, we don't...
It's the kids that spell. I don't know why we were spelling. It still doesn't make any sense to me.
An excellent point. We just have the word written down for us in front.
Y'all, can you tell that I've sweat my shirt totally through? Okay. And also, I'll be right back.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kelsey needs to relax.
I'm trying. It's just that.
Oh, the waiter left. Got it.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm so sorry. I talked about you as if you weren't here.
Clark.
But honestly,
okay.
Kelsey needs to relax.
Yeah. Kelsey does need to relax, Kelsey.
And I'm trying, but it's just, I've really asked you guys that maybe like if we could stop spelling things.
We're done. We're for sure
done.
Do
you promise?
I promise.
Because this is, I think, what the crux of my fear is like, am I just a spelling bee judge, or is Kelsey
when
also?
You said, "Am I?" I thought you were saying, "Am I?"
No,
I just hear letters. I just hear letters.
Listen,
I thought, what is she spelling?
We got a we promised her that we won't do this.
Okay, no more.
No more.
I just, you know, I just want to make sure that we're fully fledged human beings and not just spelling bee judges. And only if we can be fully fledged human beings do we have any chance of being real friends. I know how to sit at a judge's table next to you two, but is there any other thing that we can do when you're out of school and you work a job freelance? How do you make adult friends? Chance, can we be real friends? Can we be real friends? Not just colleagues, not acquaintances. And can we
blaze this trail in front of us is to get to know each other better and share our common interests.
Okay, yes, but if I can stop you, if I can stop you, Clark, was the shared interest you were gonna talk about spelling? That's just a shot in the dark. Can we be
same
okay,
page.
Now I'll try. I'm really also into S and M. I know it's two letters, but it's real.
Real friends.
Real friends.
Can we be real friends?
Real friends.
Real friends who are into some serious kinks.
Serious.
Can we?
Friends.
Can we be real?
a little bit more drab than S&M. What I'm into is owning hermit crabs, those little crabs that live inside of a shell, and you can paint the shell. And when they get too big for the shell, they move out of the shell into another shell, and then you can paint that shell. I'm also into pegging when a woman penetrates me from behind. So I guess we kind of have that in common. They fall under similar umbrellas. Can we be real friends?
Real friends. I'm okay with that overlap. We can be real friends.
I think honestly, I guess the reason I tend to lead with spelling is because the other things are maybe not always great conversation starters for acquaintances. But can we be real friends?
Can we be real friends?
What about you, Kelsey?
What are you into?
Just really...
It doesn't have to be sexual.
Well, just now because... I'm just ragging my brain, honestly.
Maybe gardening or...
No, I mean, like, I'm into...
Thai food or...
I mean, it could be sexual.
I'm into spelling and I'm into stamp collecting and I'm honestly into long drives and I'm into... Well, I'm into, like, airport architecture.
Wait.
Oh, interesting.
Go back one.
What'd I say?
Before
stamp collecting?
After that.
Road trips? Long drives?
You said long, yeah, okay.
I mean, but only real friends do long drives.
I mean, but hold on. Yeah. What if we combine two of those? We combine long drives and
stamp collecting.
And we go to the place famous for stamps.
I love it.
Orlando!
Let's do it, guys!
On a road trip, we'll be real friends. Learning about each other. Let's get into my Cutlass Supreme!
Yay! Clevin, I don't want to...
Okay!
Can I ask you, does this playlist suit your approval?
Stop trying so hard.
Whoa, thanks, Brianne. You're getting it.
I mean, honestly, you're all right. A playlist isn't a very important component of a successful and cool road trip. Take it from me, Clevin, the coolest guy.
Clevin, what are some of your favorite songs?
Oh, well, me? I tend to like things that are a little more indie, you know, things people maybe haven't heard of before.
He's so cool.
He's so cool.
There's this one Norwegian half ska, half sort of like blues band that has this really interesting concept album where they kind of deconstruct the idea of what it's like to live in a place where it's dark most of the year.
Oh my gosh, he's so cool and in all the regular ways.
Yeah. Tell me more, Clevin.
About that album?
About everything you're into. Like, what do you like to eat and how do you like to sleep?
How do I like to eat? Peanut butter sandwiches with jelly, please. No crusts. Oh. Take it from me, Clevin, the coolest kid around.
I'll take anything from you, Clevin. I'm so freaking lucky.
Don't forget to dip that sandwich in a glass of salt water. Take it from me, Clevin, the coolest kid around.
Oh my gosh. I know that you got, like, Cole... And Brianne, I know you guys think I'm cool.
You're pretty cool.
But like, nothing compared to Clevin.
Honestly, like everyone knows it's cool to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with the crust cut off.
And dipped in salt water is like bringing it to the next level.
Next level.
Do you know what that makes me think? It's like that sandwich was surfing or something.
Oh, that's so cool.
You get the idea.
Yeah, Clevin, you know I want to be just like you.
Hey, I'm sure that you're all like 2 degrees away from being cool. You just got to take your ideas... So you're being true to yourself, but you kind of take it up a notch, you know? Do the thing that you were always afraid to do because you were worried about what other people would say about it. And that's what makes it cool.
What do you
take
mean,
it from
Kevin?
Me. Well, what's the thing that's your favorite thing? What's the thing you think about in school? Because I could bet you could take that favorite thing and make it just a little bit more cool. Just amp it up by like 2 degrees. Dip that sandwich in salt water, and that's the way to make it a little bit cooler. Take it from me, the coolness father.
Take it from Clevin. We gotta take it from Clevin. We gotta take it from Clevin.
So tell me. Yeah, tell me.
Here's something that I often think about when I'm super cool to wear a cool pair of sunglasses, but there's a little tiny way I want to make it more extreme. Inside the place between the glasses and my eyes, gonna fill it up with whipped cream.
Oh yeah, you Great just idea. Took it to 11, just like you at Clevin. You took it to 11.
I don't know if it's cool, but sometimes when I'm sitting in the classroom at school,
yeah,
I think about when I'm brushing my teeth, right?
Uh-huh.
And I use like a normal toothpaste.
Uh-huh.
What if instead of like mint or cinnamon, I use my mom's perfume?
Ooh, you just took it to 11. Just like you were clapping. You took it to 11. Now if I may, I've got just a little things to add on to those idea of yours. Take your cool cool glasses with that cool cool cream and slam it in an elevator door.
What?
And for you, your toothbrush is pretty awesome. It's definitely not a drag. But what if to the back of that toothbrush you taped a small American flag?
I love it.
You took it to 11. Just like you were clapping. Take it to 11.
So if I think about something that is super reg and average, I should not do it, and that makes me cool.
Well, hold on, what's the average thing that you're thinking about? Because maybe we can make that cool. Some next level stuff, no doubt.
Okay, when we fly to Auntie Wendy's for the holidays on the long plane rides, you know I take my Sudoku book and I do it away.
Sure do go. Oh, is that it?
Yeah, I'm just saying that's an average thing.
Okay, take that Sudoku with all of the numbers and squares, and now rip it into 4 different pieces for 4 different people to share.
Whoa.
Give one piece to the pilot, and one piece to a stranger, and one piece to the air marshal who protects you all from danger. And now text each other the numbers,
uh-huh,
and together try to figure it out.
Uh-huh.
It's a Sudoku, but you took it to 11, no doubt. You took it to 11, just like you were clapping. Took it to 11,
cool.
Take it from me, Kevin.
Clevin.
Take it from you, Kevin.
Kevin.
Take it from me.
Clevin.
Ugh, I've been driving for 12 hours straight. It's time to pull over.
Oh, we're almost there.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I'm going to go through this drive-thru. Anyone want anything?
Yeah, I'll take, what do they got? What kind of drive-thru is it? Can I get tots?
Yeah, we're at a Tot City drive-thru, so it's mostly tots.
Oh, I'll get tots with extra tots, please.
Okay, double tots for
double
you.
Double tots.
Welcome to Tot City, Tot City.
Welcome to Tot City, Trick.
What kind of tots you got?
We got 3 people on this intercom to kind of help you out through your order just to make sure we get it right.
Like, what kind of tots you got in your heart?
What kind of tots you want up in there?
Are you telling us that we can sort of order off the menu and just sort of whatever sort of tots
that any of us want?
No, I mean, like, look at the menu and what kind of tots you got in mind.
You want hot tots? You want not hot tots?
Hot tots are not hot tots. So many kind of tots that they've got. What kind of tots put me on the spot? I try to order so many tots.
Stop! Tot City, Tot, Tot, Tot City. You wanna know about the tots that we got? We got those tots cup already cheese that are buffalo hot. Yeah. They got a little blue cheese, they got a little blue cheese crumble. You're gonna eat these so fast it makes you wanna stumble.
You're gonna love all these tots, get them in your mouth, be like, hey yo, I can't believe this shit was made from a potato. It's all like a latke, but smaller and in a small bite. I put it in my mouth and I will just chew on this shit all night.
Tot City.
We got tots for your mama, we got tots for your papa, we got tots all around this place.
Yeah!
We got tots for you, we got tots for me, we got tots after you say grace. Make sure you say grace.
We got tots for your little brother, no matter how young he is.
What?
That's right, we got tots for them straight up tots. I'm talking about tots for infants.
Yo, cover this tot, you might say maybe, but we can cover these tots in gravy. You can say, oh heck no, no ways. We can cover these tots in bolognese.
Yo, these tots, they are gonna be the best, yo. When we cover these tots in pesto. When you eat these tots, you'll be like, holy moly. They got this tot in a garlic aioli.
And yo, you can also say, holy moly, when we cover these tots in guacamole. Yo, this is just the jits. Cover those tots in bacon bits.
It's Tot City.
Tot, Tot City.
What?
Tot City.
What?
Tot, Tot City.
Aw, dang, they drove away.
Oh, but I feel like we really had it that time, guys.
No, that was the closest I ever felt.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Oh, we're going to be best friends forever! All right, so we'll just go to a different drive-thru, I suppose.
Yeah, that was a lot to take in.
That was a lot. There was.
I also was like confused about if they were telling us all the tots or like we needed to invent a tot.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on.
I just wanted double tots.
You should have just gotten like two orders of plain tots. Yeah. They were making it. There is a point with a menu at which I am now stressed out by the number of sauce options.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And it felt like they had some sort of like secret menu going on or something where I was
you
like.
You could get bolognese on them? That's
weird.
Up delicious.
I thought they were going to say mayonnaise, but they went straight to bolognese.
I expect mayonnaise. Bolognese honestly sounds delicious. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's kind of like they took it up to 11.
Yeah, we get it.
Take it from me, Clevin.
Yeah.
The coolest kid around.
Hey, Clevin.
Yeah?
Is it cool to call yourself the coolest kid around that many times?
I hope so. I think so. I've got a lot of magazines. They're in a very straight pile. I keep my room clean.
Yeah, I have a question too, Clevin, and it's not to detract from how cool you are, but like, do you have, like, any friends your own age?
Oh, no.
I think we may have misjudged the situation.
Kevin, can I be honest with you?
Yeah, cool.
What? No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Clevin.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, I was looking at the playlist.
No, totally. I love that you think I'm cool, like, cooler than any other. But the fact is you only think that I'm cool because I'm your older brother.
No way.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I think that I'm cool. I'm happy with who I am. But in terms of general cool consensus, let me tell you where I stand. Close to the bottom of the pyramid. Close to the the other kids. Even though I got a Yaris and eat saltwater peanut butter jelly at school, you're the only one who thinks I'm cool.
That's not true. It may have started with just me, but so Brienne and Cole followed, and now there are three.
Yeah.
And also, you think that about yourself, so we can add one more. If you're thinking of people who think you're cool, bro,
standards, having three 13-year-olds like you is the bottom. And yourself, don't get me wrong, I know who I am, but it's the bottom. And hey, that's fine by me, I still think I rule. But only the four of us think I'm cool.
All right, you know, you can say what you want. If you're not cool, you say so. But I'm thinking about those three dope pyramids out in Cairo. And nothing is cooler. No, it's not a sensation for me to affirm that the best part is the foundation.
It's cool to be the bottom. Without it, a pyramid cannot stand. When you're the bottom, what you're doing is giving other people a hand. And I guess that's true. I guess that kind of rules. The bottom is still pretty cool.
Yeah.
And honestly, who cares what the other people think about you if you like who you are? Self-determination and self-worth will get you far. Because when it comes to the finish line, the thing that'll make you halt is if you don't know who you are. Like eating peanut butter and jelly and salt. If you're the bottom, that's a place for you to build on. If you're the bottom, every adversity you can kill some. And everyone should follow this rule. Top or the bottom, you should think yourself is cool.
Oh my gosh, we passed all the drive-thrus. Now we're just here.
Wow. I'm here?
We're here, Brianne.
Oh my gosh.
It's the most chill Orlando airport.
Wow, it's even more beautiful than I thought. And no one could be cooler than the brother who brought us here. Thanks, Clevin.
Yeah, Clevin, you're the coolest.
That's me, Clevin, the coolest kid in school, according to the only person who matters, Clevin.
Yeah.
And the three of you, so thank you very much.
Yeah, you got it, you got it. Well, Brianne, well, are you ready?
I mean, I was born ready.
I know you've dreamed about this for a long time, and so it's pretty exciting to be here.
Yeah, and I hope we didn't build it up too much. It is pretty great, though.
I mean, it's breathtaking, guys.
Let's go inside. Let's buy the cheapest ticket we can.
Hello, how may I help you?
Hi.
We want the cheapest ticket you have.
Oh, okay, let me just... Okay, let me just... Hang on. Hang on.
Have you always worked here?
Uh-huh.
You're never like a secretary somewhere?
Nope.
What are you looking up again?
Do you have any sisters?
Nope.
Cousins?
Sure.
Were any of them a secretary?
Yeah, maybe. Some of us have lost touch.
Oh, okay.
Also, do you think, like, the genetic material that binds cousins is that significant?
No, I guess really not.
Yeah, right? I mean, I have cousins I really don't look like or, you know, act like.
You just reminded me of someone and I...
Hang on.
Okay.
Like a secretary at your school? Hang on.
No, it's the secretary at this... Do you know who Phoebe Thunderstein is?
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
So Hang on.
She keeps asking you questions and then saying, hang on.
Yeah, no, she's busy.
Okay, I have one flight back to North Carolina.
How did you know we were from North Carolina?
I didn't. That's just the cheapest flight.
And it's going back, I guess, which means it already came from there. How much is it?
Okay.
For each of you, it's $79.
Guys, I was saving up money to buy a Nintendo Switch. But then I won a Nintendo Switch.
What are you saying, Clevin?
Where'd you win it?
What?
Where'd you win it?
Honestly, I won it in a Best Buy drawing.
Cool. Oh, amazing.
All I had to do was guess the number of bees in a jar.
Amazing.
How many bees was it?
There was one.
I can't believe no one else got that.
I was the first in line.
Good job.
I think they reevaluated the contest after I left.
Oh. Congratulations.
Eric, and hang on.
What's this part?
Well, now I'm like entering your names because you put down your little school IDs.
Oh, sure.
Here you go. And here you go. And there you go. Three tickets.
Thank you.
Thank you. Man, American Airlines really does care about you.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I know that we've been driving for a while and really gotten to know each other.
We sure have.
And it's been great, but, do you recognize that Yaris? I think that Yaris is the car I've seen the champion from 3 years ago.
Are you talking about
Clevin? The coolest champion we ever knew.
He was so cool.
Clevin Firestone?
Clevin Firestone is the best champion we've ever had.
But always before he would spell, he would take a bite of this soggy, soggy sandwich that smelled like the ocean, but also somehow sweet.
Whenever I smell the ocean, I think of him, Clevin Firestone.
Me too.
Guys, I'm sort of remiss that we came back to spelling after 12 hours of just deep conversation that got very far away from this topic.
I mean, we did talk about all of our sexual proclivities, and yes, we don't need to recap it now, but I feel like what we've determined is that, like, everyone kind of has stuff if you dig down deep enough.
So
it's just
true.
Who's willing
so
to talk
true.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel very close to you three. I mean, like, I've shared things with you that I've never shared with anyone before.
Same.
Yeah,
except for my hermit crab.
Honestly, I can't wait to meet Clarence.
Let's get in there and get some stamps.
Yeah, let's go.
Hello, how may I help you?
Hi, we would like 3 of the cheapest tickets you have, please.
Okay, hang on.
You look so familiar to me.
I just think I have one of those faces.
Oh, okay.
Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, I get a lot. Okay, hang on. Hang on, hang on, hang on. Tip-a-tip-a-tap-a-tap-a-tip-tap-tee. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
Oh, wait, no. There's a, the stamp thing is actually not behind the gate.
Hang on, hang on, hang on.
Actually, we're good.
Yeah, we don't need tickets.
Yeah. Oh, my God, she's so sad. I'm so happy that she likes her job, but honestly, if her enjoyment is hanging on this, I'm very worried about her.
How did this happen? How did they walk away?
Hello, is this counter open?
Yeah.
I'd like the most expensive ticket you have, please.
Oh, phew. Oh, hey, Brianne?
Yeah?
I know that we're almost to the security line. I just don't want you to turn back and, like, see something that might make you, like, I don't know, get nervous or something, but somehow the spelling bee judges are standing right over there.
That's a funny joke. That can't be true.
It's not a funny joke, because that wouldn't be funny.
I mean, honestly, it would be pretty funny to me, but I have a wacky sense of humor. Okay. And also, it's true.
I'm going to turn around and look.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, I love these stamps.
Oh my God, it's really them.
I'm gonna get the forever stamps.
You guys, good investment.
I'm really getting stressed out.
No, that's, you don't need to. You've come so far. You've learned how to be cool on your own, and we're about to get on the other side of security.
It's those spelling bee kids. They're looking at us.
Oh and gosh. They're with Clevin.
Oh my God, it's the spelling bee runner judges, and they're looking at us.
Hey.
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 We're all looking at each other.
So, what are you kids doing here?
Just wanted to go to the coolest airport, most chill Orlando.
Yeah, no big deal. Just food court and stuff.
We just decided we didn't want to spell because it was too much pressure.
Yeah, what are you grown-ups doing here?
Wait, that's also what we decided. We went here because everyone knows that the Orlando airport is the best place to buy stamps.
Yeah, everybody knows
and
that.
And we took a road trip to become best friends. We were so worried that we were going to get here and you were going to be like, judge our spelling. And we've been trying this whole trip to not talk about spelling.
But yeah, you're doing it again. Just wanted to point that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But none of us want to. So we don't have to worry anymore.
We can just say goodbye to the spelling bee.
And relax.
And just enjoy now and not worry about, like, getting anything wrong or
just live in this moment.
Wow, this is honestly the coolest thing that could have happened.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa. There's over there, just past the line for security. There's a tiny glass case, and inside it there's a bee. And if we guess how many bees, there's a prize that we could win. A free flight to Hawaii for 7 people.
Wow.
What are the chances?
What are the chances of us?
And we have a professional bee guesser.
Hey, I'll go first in line.
Okay, great.
I've got this, you guys. Hello.
So I'd like to guess how many bees are in this jar.
Hang on.
Okay, wait. Have I seen you before?
No, I just have one of those faces. How many bees do you think there are?
I see one bee.
Congratulations, it is one bee. It's the first bee in this Orlando airport, it is true.
Have you run this contest before? Is this the first one, I fear? And is it the kind of thing you're planning on doing year after year after year? Is this the first annual Orlando Airport
Bee?
The first annual Orlando County Airport Bee.
Together, and I know it's hard to relax, but next time we feel it on the attack. Just say no to caring about how to spell.
Yeah!
Take spelling and tell that spell to go to hell.
Honestly, spelling? Now we have autocorrect. What is spelling even for?
Yep.
I'm sorry. Is that what you were going to say?
Doesn't matter. This was the first annual Orlando County
Airport Bee.
First annual Orlando County Airport Bee. Now the seven real friends will fly to Hawaii for winning the first annual Orlando County.
That sound means it's time to talk about Lisa mattresses. Me Lisa mattresses. Misa mattresses. Misa. Oh gosh. God. Jess is sleeping so well on a Lisa mattress. She's almost lulling me to sleep. Do you wake up feeling achy, easily distracted, or forgetting things? Because a quality night's sleep makes all the difference. And the right mattress is the key to getting proper rest instead of just laying down.
Designed for body contouring and pressure relief, the Lisa mattress is perfect for all sleepers. You can shop conveniently online with free shipping and 100 nights to try the mattress in your own home.
You know, it's backed by more than 12,000 five-star reviews and loved by more than 300,000 happy sleepers. And Lisa also donates one mattress for every 10 sold, so you can sleep easy and feel good about your purchase, which we do. I sleep on a mattress that is made by Lisa every dang night. And honestly, I love it. I've never stopped loving it. I'm going to continue to love it.
Me. I'm asleep on one right now, and I love it so much. It makes me feel so supported, and it really, really contours my body.
Yeah, it's true. She's fully supported and contoured. You know, right now you can get $150 off the Lisa mattress, plus a free pillow at lisa.com/offbook, and enter promo code offbook at checkout. You gotta get that Lisa pillow. It's the best of all pillows.
This is Lisa's best offer at leesa.com/offbook, promo code offbook.
That's leesa.com/offbook, promo code offbook.
Do you ever hear something and wonder, hey,
Was that racist?
Yes. And sometimes I read it on Twitter and I think, hey, that probably was, right?
Yeah, like, if you have to ask, you're probably onto, like, it's probably a little bit racist.
There's got to be someone better at answering this question than you and I, though.
Definitely. Each Wednesday, the show Yo, Is This Racist? Tries to answer that question. It's hosted by Andrew T. and Tawny Newsom, who we adore. And you probably know them from your favorite Earwolf shows. Like Tawny, who's been on this show twice. And, you know, she's on 1,000 shows all the time and is so funny and brilliant. And Andrew T. is wonderfully and brilliantly guide you through these complex questions. And they cover racism in recent news and pop culture.
They answer burning questions from fan-submitted voicemails and your maybe racist coworkers, friends, and family members.
Their guests include a huge range of actors, writers, and comedians like Jimmy O. Yang from Silicon Valley and Crazy Rich Asians, comedian Nicole Byer, LeVar Burton, and John Levitt from Pod Save America.
And this week, they're releasing their 1,000th episode? That's wild. And correct, 1,000. To celebrate, there's an extra special episode with a ton of guests like Carl Tart, Rhea Butcher, and more. You don't want to miss this one.
Listen and subscribe to Yo, Is This Racist on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back, Allison. Wow.
Crushing it.
That was fun, guys.
Thank you so much.
I was very nervous. I cannot sing, but I had a lot of fun.
You, one, liar. Yeah. Two, thank you so much for being brave and doing it. You crushed it.
It was so fun.
But also, you're a liar.
Also, you're a filthy liar.
We do not tolerate liars.
Please get out of this. We've only ever said true things in this studio.
That was a very musical. We were pulling some. Well, it wasn't a parody of Putnam County Spelling Bee, but
the title sure was.
The title sure was, and we were like loving the Orlando from Book of Mormon vibes, and also just the fact that you mentioned this musical Blood Brothers at the top. We're going to return to a segment we haven't done in ages called Deep Cuts.
So we asked you in the break how well you remember this musical, and you said not very.
So basically,
what I'm going to do is I'm going to name three songs from this musical. You pick one, and then the three of us just together will do
what we think that song is
outside of the context of that musical.
Great. Yeah, we don't need twin boys played by men or anything.
And they were British. Yeah. I mean, they were Americans playing Brits. It was so...
Hello, I'm seven.
I'm a little boy.
Are you my brother? We look a lot alike.
I'm 6 feet tall and have a retirement plan, but ignore that for theater.
Okay, here are the songs. Shoes upon the table.
Shoes?
Shoes upon the table.
Upon the table.
I do remember a line about shoes upon the table.
Light romance.
Okay.
Gypsies in the wood.
Oh my God, that makes me so nervous.
That title did not age well.
It did not.
But it is in this musical from how long?
I saw it in the 90s, okay. But who knows when it originally came
out? No one knows. The internet, there's no way to look
it up. The internet doesn't even know.
No one knows.
The internet says we're not even sure.
I mean, I'm in a room full of musical theater people. None of you have even heard of them.
No.
And I can change out Gypsies in the Wood if it makes us feel too nervous. Or you can just not be a jerk and don't pick that one, Allison.
So
there's three. Okay. One of them is a trap. Don't pick it.
Oh, gosh.
No. Pick whatever you want. We can circumnavigate the globe. Is there another, just to throw it in, just because we've now...
Yeah, for sure.
Put some bias in
there. How about...
He's going through the internet, the whole internet.
The whole of the internet.
Entre Act, Marilyn Monroe, Part 2.
I mean, yes, that one. Definitely.
Sometimes it's worth a little bit of going back to it.
Great. We now present Entre Act, Marilyn Monroe, Part 2. Marilyn, the people want more. You left them wanting, just please settle the score. I know what you're thinking, I know what you said. How can I give the people what they want when I am in fact dead? We need Marilyn.
From the 7-year itch.
Bring back Marilyn for part two. That's right, Marilyn. Marilyn, part two. Will you survive?
happened.
Oh my gosh, can you believe that Marilyn Part 2 is actually a tiny bee?
It's a time played by a tiny bee. There is no reason that if a bunch of adult men can play a bunch of American adult men can play British children, that Marilyn the Undead Ghost can't be played by a tiny bee.
Yeah,
no, that's fair. Wow, Allison, what a delight.
Thank you so much for doing the show.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for going on this ride with me.
Ooh, thank
oh my
you.
Gosh.
Where can the people find you?
The people can find me on the internets. Okay. I'm at the Allison Becker on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find her easily. You can't find the year Blood Brothers came out, but you can and do find Allison on the internet. And thank you again so much for being such a delightful guest.
We've got a couple live shows coming up. To find out where all of those are, just go to thezackandthejess.com/live. We got Vulture Festival
on the 18th.
We got the Chicago Podcast Festival
on November 30th.
We got Steel Stacks in Pennsylvania. We're coming for you.
Some dates. That's in January.
It's in January. And we got San Francisco Sketch Fest.
Also in January.
Also in January. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, Earwolf. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Karate Bird. Thank you, Mail Person Stacy. Thank you, Sleepy Babies. All of you who run that Facebook page. We love you so much. Thank you for all you do there.
Hello, everybody. Please get into the Doug Challenge. Don't make us change it to a peanut butter and jelly sandwich dipped in salt water.
Which will be the next one.
Do not make us make the Clevin Challenge.
Honestly, you want to do the Clevin Challenge? We will count that towards the Doug Challenge.
That's true. You now have the option of either hashtag Doug Challenge or hashtag Clevin Challenge.
Dipping a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in salt water. It's for charity, guys. As we say at the end of every episode, if you're dipping that sandwich...
Get ready for a 7-year itch. Bye. It's not too late yet.
It's almost too late, though.
It's not yet too late for you to subscribe to Hunt a Killer, the monthly subscription that sends you cryptic clues, objects, and letters so you can solve a crime in real time.
Before it's too late.
Before it's too late.
It's so interactive that it feels real before it's too late.
It's amazing. It gives you fun clues. You'll feel like you're in an escape room. You can play online. Get into it right now for you, our listeners. You can go to huntakiller.com/offbook for 10% off your first box.
They only accept 200 members a day, so hurry, take advantage of this offer before it's too late. That's huntakiller.com/offbook for 10% off your first box. Guys,
before
can you imagine every day not knowing if a fictional killer is after you?
huntakiller.com/offbook before it's too late.
Boo!